This poem, The Whale, for my cousin Purvis, who, you know, said I should write a poem for him. He asked me to write a poem for him. So, and you know, he's like a smart aleck. So I wrote this poem for him. The Whale. Just like that, your father's dead. Half of all the footsteps you've made in your lifetime swept away by the tide, gnawing the shore. The bits of shells like fragments of bone and teeth sinking into the sand beneath you as you walk toward the people crowding the body of a young whale. A boy on the shoulders of his father. A woman slipping film into a camera. The skin peeling on a lifeguard's neck as he stoops, peering into the animal's eye, saying nothing. The audience silent, or silenced by the sound of salt water sweet-talking the shore as if sweet-talking the earth from her prom dress. The tide stroking its hands along her inner thigh and finding the crop of razor bumps like the humped tiny backs of shells and smiling at the thought of the girl preparing for her prom date, the hair lathered and shaved away, the air leaving ripples inside the dress as the knee-high hem is lifted above the girl's waist and breast, the sound of the silk passing over her body like the sound of the tide uncovering and then covering the hard news of the day, the news returning each time it's washed away.